Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 39. A Racine man is facing charges in connection with a stabbing incident late Sunday night. 59-year-old Tommy Brown appeared in court today, charged with first-degree reckless injury. According to court documents, the victim went to a home in the 1800 block of Roe Avenue after being stabbed in the back several times, telling officers the incident happened in a home on Howland Avenue. Brown was found at that home and said the victim used to live there with his niece, but was kicked out. Brown told investigators the victim returned to the home and, when confronted, started arguing with Brown and making derogatory comments about his late mother. That's allegedly when the argument turned physical and the victim was stabbed. Brown is scheduled to return to court in November for a preliminary hearing on the charge. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is looking for a man who pulled a gun on a store clerk in the village of Summers. It happened at the 7-Eleven on Green Bay Road near the Parkside campus just after midnight this morning. Sergeant Eric Klinkhammer says the suspect pointed the gun and threatened to shoot the clerk, warning him to stop following him after he stole items from the store. No one was injured. A picture of the suspect taken from security footage is posted on the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department Facebook page. The search is on for a minimum security inmate at the Sturtevant Transitional Facility who walked away from his work release site late Sunday evening. The State Department of Corrections reported the incident to the Racine County Sheriff's Office, according to a news release. According to online court records, Thomas Claude Felter was convicted of burglary in Kenosha County. He's described as white, about 5'9" and 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact police. The Racine County Sheriff's Department was joined recently by police agencies in Racine, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, Sturtevant, and Burlington in a coordinated effort that also went nationwide, targeting individuals with outstanding domestic violence warrants. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Locally, there were 52 warrant service attempts made all across the county, the effort resulting in the arrest of 7 individuals in Racine County with existing family violence-related warrants. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling, in a statement, says it's an ongoing effort that helps to raise awareness of a problem of family and domestic violence in all communities, and it demonstrates to offenders they will be held accountable for their actions. Local law enforcement, working hand-in-hand with members of the Racine County Women's Resource Center, Human Services Department, the DA's office, probation and parole, and community partners, all part of a countywide domestic violence task force. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Some 10,000 City of Racine residents could end up voting early, according to Mayor John Dickert. He says it's all set up by council chambers on the second floor at City Hall. The mayor said there's parking in the lot behind the building, including marked spaces up front for anyone with a handicapped placard.
They want to just know that it's going to be made easy, fluid. Everybody's time is important, and we have to recognize that with our voters as well.
Racine's early voting continues at City Hall until 5 p.m. November 4th. While each municipality in Wisconsin is responsible for the dates and hours, contact your municipal clerk's office by phone or online for details. The Gateway Promise program helps ensure qualifying students the ability to realize their dream of attending college, potentially tuition-free, and begin a path to a career and personal success. And it's a partnership with Racine Unified that has even grabbed national attention. Zena Haywood, Gateway's Executive Vice President and Provost, told the Board of Education recently the Promise is designed to get students excited about college.
There's an increased number of students enrolling at Gateway that we want to see have those career-based education and college degrees. It's increased academic focus and career readiness is what this program is about. It's also to increase student persistence and completion of degrees.
Haywood noted 48% of students enrolling at Gateway these days are underprepared when it comes to math, writing, or reading, which the Promise program also addresses. The free college tuition and fees for 3 years is really the carrot to get them to come, according to Haywood, who added, once we get them, we hold them tight. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be in Racine tomorrow morning to host a free seminar for members of the nonprofit organizations in southeastern Wisconsin who want to learn about federal grants, community resources, along with public and private funding opportunities. There will be presentations from Grants.gov, the Center for Entrepreneur and Economic Development, Great Lakes Conservation Corps, and Racine Vocational Ministry, as well as networking opportunities. It takes place at the Ascension All Saints Campus. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.